agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Cattle producers should keep a close eye on freshly weaned calves with the tough weather conditions. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has the story.
Many of the challenges for cattle producers started in the spring when calves are born in the rain, snow, and cold. Beringer Ingelheim Cattle Professional Services veterinarian Dr. Peggy Thompson says some calves may not have received the colostrum they needed at birth. So, come weaning time,
we may see more sickness in these groups of calves that are coming in, especially with weaning being late this fall due to the late harvest. So my advice to producers would really be setting up vaccine protocols for getting these calves weaned. We're also seeing quite a bit of difference in income when these calves are going to market. If they haven't had any preconditioning done, they're really not bringing a lot of money.
Producers who calve in the late spring are still working on weaning, which can be a stressful event. Freshly weaned calves are susceptible to respiratory viruses that can cause pneumonia. Thompson recommends vaccinating against those viruses this year.
Again, just because of maybe how things happened and how things went this year, we could have increased incidence of disease, just to your point, due to the stress. Not only the stress of weaning, but the weather stress that we're seeing in that part of the world. And so I guess I would tell producers to maybe be a little more on edge with watching those cattle, watching them closer, because there may be, you may have had weaning go really well in the past, but this might be a year where there may be some more sickness.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
A large